Now it can be told. History in the making as the mysterious Shangri-La, actually the United States Navy aircraft carrier Hornet, steams westward across the Pacific. Only Colonel Doolittle knew that Japan was to be their target.
The time was April 1942. Japan had attacked Pearl Harbor a few months earlier, and the United States was at war. The situation was grim, and the country needed a victory to boost morale. Edward Sailor of Edumclaw volunteered for a dangerous mission.
I was just doing my job. I was no hero. I didn't think what I'd done was all that big a deal because of the rest of the war.
But it was a big deal. Edward Sailor is one of four surviving members of the legendary Doolittle Raid. In that famous attack, Colonel James Doolittle led a squadron of 16 B-25 Mitchell bombers from an aircraft carrier, something that had never been attempted before. Their destination? Straight into the heart of industrial Japan.
For the actual getting to Kobe and dropping the bombs, I was pretty nervous, yeah. I know I never panicked. I know I was worried. I thoroughly expected to get shot at. But I didn't visualize being shot down. I just thought we'd get shot.
As it turned out, dropping the bombs on Kobe, Seattle's future sister city, was the easy part. None of the bombers had enough fuel to reach friendly air bases in China as originally planned. So most had to ditch in the ocean.
The pilot said, we just have to land here in the water. And that was the end of the conversation. The airplane done really well. He was belly landing. Bounced along the waves and came to a stop and floated for 10 minutes. And there wasn't any training about water landing because it was too early in the war, you know, something nobody ever did or think about water landing.
Incredibly, Sailor and his crew came ashore on a small island and with help from peasant farmers and fishermen, evaded capture by the Japanese and made it to safety in China. Meanwhile, back home in Tacoma, Sailor's wife Lorraine had heard about the raid. The mission had achieved what it set out to do, show the American people that the U.S. could strike back against Japan and boost morale on the home front. But Lorraine Sailor had no idea that her own husband was involved. But she was about to find out.
She was living with her parents and she went to a movie one afternoon. And they had those movie-tone newsreels in those days. Our primary source of news was in the theater. And she was sitting there watching that newsreel, and I showed up on the newsreel. Madame Shankashek pinning a medal on us. Big as life right in front of her.
Later in China, the flyers who bailed out safely are decorated by Madame Chiang Kai-shek.
Oh, boy. That was something for her.
Edward Sailor returned from Asia and served in Europe for the rest of World War II, and then made the Air Force his career during the Cold War. He's retired now, and his wife passed away a few years ago. While he's humble about his role in the Doolittle Raid, he is aware of what the mission accomplished and what it means to be one of the last remaining survivors.
Over time, when historians and military people and whoever talks about this stuff come up with the idea that we had changed the course of the war, and I guess probably we did because we sure got the Japanese attention good. So we started getting publicity, and the press picked up on it, you know, and so it just sort of grew over time till now, when there's only four of us left, it's a big deal. Anybody wants to talk to us, you better get at it.
All survivors reach America and are decorated by General Arnold, head of the American Army Air Forces. Doolittle wins the Congressional Medal of Honor.